All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving headfirst into something pretty incredible. I'm talking about Florida's brand new emergency alert system, Beacon. And this isn't just your run-of-the-mill siren, oh no, this bad boy is powered by AI.
It really is a game changer. What sets Beacon apart is its ability to collect real-time data from sources like the National Weather Service, analyze that information, and then get this translated into these targeted voice messages and deliver them directly to residents.
So it's like having a personal AI-powered town crier. But instead of yelling from a tower, it's using, well, a method that might surprise you.
You might think it's all apps and smartphones these days, but Beacon's primary delivery method is actually radio.
Radio, like old school AM/FM radio.
Exactly. And there's a good reason for that. Think about it. When a hurricane barrels through and knocks out the power grid, what's one thing that's almost guaranteed to still be working?
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Plus, Florida has this incredible track record. They've never lost a single radio broadcast tower during a hurricane, which makes it a super reliable way to get information out there when it matters most.
That's a serious point. So even if your phone is dead, you can still get these potentially life-saving alerts. But I'm sure they haven't completely forgotten about a smartphone addicts, right?
Oh, definitely not. They've developed a dedicated Beacon mobile app so you can get those alerts and updates right on your phone, too. It's all about making sure everyone has access to this critical information no matter what.
All right, but here's what really blew my mind when I first heard about Beacon. The AI, it doesn't just like translate text into voice. It actually personalizes the messages based on your location and the specific situation.
That's right. It's kind of like, how social media algorithms try to show you content they think you'll be interested in? Well, Beacon does something similar, but instead of cat videos, it's providing you with potentially life-saving information that's tailored to you.
That's a much better use of algorithms, in my opinion. So instead of just a generic, hey, there's a hurricane out there somewhere, you might get a message that's like, hey, based on your location, you're in an evacuation zone. Here's the best route to get out safely, or something like that.
You got it. It's about providing the most relevant and actionable information possible, cutting through the noise and giving people clear guidance on what to do in an emergency.
Man, that's way more helpful than just a siren blaring in the middle of the night. But speaking of speed, just how fast can Beacon get these personalized messages out there?
Well, from what we've seen in the initial tests, it's incredibly fast. I'm talking minutes, not hours, which can be a literal lifesaver when you're dealing with a rapidly changing situation like a hurricane.
Minutes versus hours. That's huge. And this isn't just theoretical, right? They've already put this thing to the test in real-world scenarios.
Absolutely. They ran a successful trial run during Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and were able to successfully send out over 4,000 personalized messages during those storms.
Okay, so they're not just talking the talk, they're actually walking the walk. This sounds incredibly promising.
It really does. And the Florida Division of Emergency Management, they're aiming to have Beacon covering as much of the state as possible before the 2025 hurricane season kicks off.
That's fantastic news. But you know what? I'm really curious to get your perspective on this. Having worked in the field of emergency management for so long, just how significant do you think Beacon could be?
Honestly. Having seen firsthand the challenges of effectively communicating during emergencies, I truly believe Beacon has the potential to completely revolutionize the way we prepare for and respond to disasters.
Wow, so this isn't just another shiny new tech toy. You think it can actually save lives?
I really do. I mean, traditional alert systems, they often struggle, especially when it comes to reaching vulnerable populations or providing really specific guidance. But Beacon, it addresses those weaknesses head on. By delivering personalized information quickly and through multiple channels, it has the potential to significantly reduce the impact of disasters.
This is really eye-opening. It's clear that this technology has the potential to be a real game changer. So we've covered the basics, but now I want to dive a bit deeper into the nitty-gritty. What exactly are Beacon's capabilities? How does this thing actually work?
Well, one of the things that makes Beacon so impressive is how it gathers data from so many different sources. It's not just the National Weather Service, but also local, state, and federal agencies all feeding into the system, creating a really comprehensive picture of what's happening in real time.
So it's like this central nervous system for all emergency information.
Yeah.
And then the AI kicks in and transforms all that complex data into clear, concise messages.
Precisely. And these aren't just generic warnings either. They're tailored to your specific location and situation. For instance, if you're in an evacuation zone, Beacon might give you the most efficient route out. taking real-time traffic conditions into account.
Wow, so it's not just telling me to get out of Dodge, it's actually helping me do it safely and efficiently.
Exactly, and if you're not in immediate danger, you might get information on how to prepare your home, what supplies to gather, where to find local shelters, things like that.
This is starting to sound pretty futuristic. It's like Beacon is anticipating our needs before we even know we have them.
You can say that. It's all about proactive communication. The AI is constantly analyzing data and trying to predict potential risks so it can deliver timely and relevant information that helps people make smart decisions and stay safe.
I gotta ask though, how does Beacon know so much about me and my situation? I mean, is it tracking my location 24/7?
That's a great question, and it brings up some important ethical considerations that we'll definitely be discussing later on in our deep dive. But for now, let's just focus on the technical side. Beacon doesn't necessarily track you in the sense of constant surveillance. It uses your phone's location data, similar to how other apps figure out where you are for things like navigation or localized services.
Okay, so it's not Big Brother watching my every move, but it is using my location to make sure I'm getting the most relevant information possible.
That's right. And it's important to remember that this data is only used for emergency communication purposes. It's not being sold to advertisers or anything like that.
All right, that's reassuring. So we've established that Beacon can gather information from tons of sources, translate it into clear messages, and personalize those messages based on location. But how does it actually get those messages to me?
We touched on the two main delivery methods earlier, radio and the mobile app, but let's unpack those a bit further.
All right, I'm all ears. Tell me more about how this radio thing works.
As we discussed, radio is incredibly reliable during emergencies, especially when other communication networks are down. Beacon utilizes both AM and FM radio frequencies, as well as those special HD radio channels, to broadcast its alerts.
So even if I'm not actively tuned into the radio, Beacon can basically interrupt my program with an emergency alert?
Exactly. And it's not just going to be a generic siren or tone either. You'll actually hear a clear, human-sounding voice delivering the specific information that's relevant to your area.
That's much better than those ear-splitting alarm sounds, for sure. It sounds like they've really put a lot of thought into making this system as user-friendly as possible.
They really have. And for folks who prefer to get their alerts on their phones, the Beacon app provides that option. It works just like other notification-based apps, delivering real-time alerts and updates directly to your device.
So even if I'm on the go, away from my radio, I can still stay in the loop. That's a great peace of mind.
Absolutely. Plus, the app comes with a whole bunch of extra features like interactive maps, shelter locations, even checklists for preparing your home for a disaster.
Man, this is really impressive stuff. It's clear that a ton of work went into developing this system. But I gotta ask, is this technology unique to Florida? Are other states or countries looking at doing something similar?
Florida is definitely leading the charge here. Beacon is one of the most advanced AI-powered emergency alert systems out there right now, but it's not entirely unique. Other states and countries are starting to explore similar technologies, realizing the potential of AI to transform how we deal with disasters.
So Florida's setting a precedent, huh? That's pretty cool, but I imagine there are some hurdles to overcome when you're talking about implementing something like this on a larger scale.
Of course. Every region has its own unique challenges when it comes to emergency management. Plus, you know, there are always those ethical considerations to think about, especially when you're dealing with technology that collects and uses personal data.
Yeah, that's a great point. We'll definitely need to dig into those ethical implications a bit later. But for now, let's focus on the positives. What are some of the key advantages that Beacon has over those traditional alert systems?
Well, speed is a major one for sure. Beacon can get personalized alerts out there in minutes compared to the hours it might take through those traditional channels. And that speed can be crucial in a rapidly evolving emergency situation.
Absolutely. And we've talked about personalization quite a bit, which is another huge advantage. Beacon's ability to tailor those messages to specific locations and situations makes the information way more relevant and actionable.
Exactly. And by providing clear, easy-to-understand instructions, Beacon gives people the power to take the right actions to protect themselves and their loved ones.
It sounds like this system could really help reduce the chaos and confusion that often comes with disasters.
I think so, too. By providing timely and relevant information, Beacon can help people make informed decisions, which can lead to better outcomes overall.
That's definitely encouraging. But every system has its limitations, right? I mean, nothing's perfect.
You're absolutely right. One potential limitation is the reliance on technology itself. You know, if there's a widespread power outage or cellular networks go down, it could impact beacons' effectiveness. That's why it's still so important to have those traditional communication methods as backup.
Makes sense. Always good to have a plan B. Any other limitations or challenges that come to mind?
Well, another challenge is ensuring that everyone has equal access to the technology. Not everyone has a smartphone or even reliable internet access, particularly in those more vulnerable communities. So it's really important that the folks developing Beacon make a conscious effort to address these disparities and ensure that everyone has the opportunity to benefit from this technology.
That's a crucial point. Technology should be a tool for inclusion, not exclusion.
I couldn't agree more. And that actually leads us perfectly into those ethical considerations surrounding Beacon, which is exactly what we're going to explore next.
Okay, color me intrigued. This is starting to sound like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's do a quick recap of what we've learned so far.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so we've established that Beacon is this revolutionary AI-powered emergency alert system that can pull data from a ton of sources, personalize messages based on location and all that, and then deliver those messages super fast through both radio and its dedicated mobile app.
That's a great summary.
But like with any powerful technology, there are those ethical questions that need to be addressed. And that's exactly where we'll be picking up in part two of our Beacon Deep Dive.
I can't wait.
So stay tuned, folks, because this conversation is about to get even more interesting.
Welcome back to our deep dive on Beacon.
We left off last time kind of geeking out over all the cool stuff Beacon can do, you know, all its features and what it can do with AI and all that.
It really is a pretty amazing system.
But like we touched on, there's always two sides to every coin, especially when we're talking about technology that's powerful, right?
Right.
So let's dig into some of those ethical considerations that come with using a system like Beacon.
Well, one of the first things that jumps out is the potential for some unintended consequences.
Unintended consequences, like what? You mean besides the AI suddenly deciding it knows better than all of us and ordering everyone to evacuate because of a, I don't know, a spilled ice cream truck or something?
Well, hopefully it won't come to that.
Okay, good, because that'd be very sad to lose my local ice cream guy.
But in all seriousness, think about the massive amount of data that Beacon is using and analyzing all the
Oh,
time.
yeah, it's pulling in information from all those different sources, like
Right.
weather services, traffic cameras, you name it.
Exactly. And with all that data flowing through the system, there's always a chance, you know, for misinterpretations or even manipulation.
So it's not just about the AI being like, you know, evil or something. It's about the possibility that errors or even biases could end up in the system somehow.
Exactly. And those errors could potentially have real-world consequences, sometimes pretty serious ones.
Okay, I see what you mean. Can you give me like a specific example? Help me visualize what could actually go wrong.
Well, imagine a situation where Beacon misreads data about a, let's say, a localized storm.
Or I'm picturing it. Go on.
Let's say it overestimates the severity of the storm in a particular neighborhood or something.
And it ends up sending out an evacuation order that wasn't really necessary.
Exactly. And then you could have a whole bunch of problems like mass panic, huge traffic jams, and a real strain on emergency services.
Yeah, not to mention people who evacuated unnecessarily might be less likely to trust the system the next time there's a real emergency.
That's right. Building and maintaining trust is absolutely critical when you're dealing with emergency communication systems.
Okay, so how do we avoid those kinds of risks? Do we just cross our fingers and hope for the best?
Definitely not. There are several things we can do to mitigate these risks.
All right, I'm all ears. Lay it on me.
Well, the most important thing is transparency.
Transparency, huh? So, like, making the entire source code for the AI public so that anyone can go in and check for errors.
Well, that might be a bit extreme.
I'm just saying, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if I knew exactly how this AI was making its decisions, you know?
I understand where you're coming from.
Maybe they could at least release some kind of simplified version of the algorithm or something, you know? Something us regular folks could actually wrap our heads around.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. But even without the source code, there are other ways to make things more transparent.
Okay, like what?
For example, the developers can provide really detailed documentation that explains how the AI works, you know, what data it uses, and how it reaches its conclusions.
So, kind of like an instruction manual for the AI.
Exactly. And this documentation should be publicly available, you know, easy to find and understand, not buried in some technical report full of jargon that nobody understands.
I like that idea. Knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely. The more people understand about how Beacon works, the more likely they are to trust it and use it effectively.
That makes sense. But just being transparent isn't enough, right?
Right.
We also need to make sure that the AI is actually making good decisions.
You're absolutely right. That's where rigorous testing and evaluation are essential.
So basically, we need to give the AI a pop quiz every now and then to make sure it's paying attention in class.
Well, you could think of it that way. The AI needs to be tested under all kinds of different scenarios using real-world data to make sure it's consistently making accurate and appropriate decisions.
And who's in charge of this testing? Is it a bunch of scientists in lab coats running disaster simulations on their computers?
Haha, well, it's a bit more involved than that.
I bet they've got virtual reality simulations and those giant screens they always have in those disaster movies.
You might not be too far off.
I'll do
But seriously, the testing process needs to involve experts from many different fields, not just computer scientists. We're talking emergency management specialists, data scientists, and even social scientists who can assess the potential impacts on real communities.
So it's not just about the technical stuff, but also the human side of things.
Exactly. We need to think about how people will actually react to Beacon's alerts, how they'll interpret the information, and how they'll make decisions based on what they're being told.
This is getting pretty deep, huh? It's like we're trying to predict how humans will react to the predictions made by an AI.
It's definitely a complex challenge, but it's absolutely crucial to get it right.
Okay, so we've got transparency, we've got testing, but is there anything else we can do to make sure Beacon is being used ethically and responsibly?
Well, another really important factor is public engagement.
Public engagement. You mean like those town hall meetings where everyone can complain about the AI overlords?
It doesn't have to be quite that dramatic.
I'm just saying, people tend to get a little freaked out when you start talking about AI making decisions that could impact their lives, especially in emergency situations.
I understand, and that's exactly why public engagement is so important.
So it's about helping people get comfortable with the idea of an AI-powered alert system, right?
Right. We need to educate the public about how Beacon works, what it can and can't do, and how it can actually be used to make everyone safer.
So kind of like a PR campaign for the AI.
Haha, I guess you could say that. The point is to build trust and understanding between the public and the technology.
But it's not just about getting people to accept Beacon, right? It's also about getting their input.
Absolutely. Public engagement should be a two-way street.
So we're not just telling people what to think, we're actually listening to their concerns and getting their feedback.
Exactly. It's about incorporating the public's perspective into how Beacon is developed and implemented.
Makes sense. This whole system is supposed to serve the public, so it's only fair that the public has a say in how it works.
I completely agree. By involving the public early on and keeping them in the loop, we can make sure that Beacon is developed and used in a way that is both effective and ethical.
Okay, I see how all these different pieces fit together now. Transparency, testing, public engagement, it's all connected.
Exactly. They're all crucial components of responsible AI development.
But even with all these safeguards in place, there's still this big question in the back of my mind.
What's that?
How much control are we really willing to give up to AI?
That's a really important question, and it's one that we'll probably be grappling with for many years to come.
Because on the one hand, a system like Beacon has the potential to save lives, make our community safer, and improve our response to all kinds of emergencies.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, there's always that risk of things going wrong, those unintended consequences, potential biases creeping in, and even the possibility of misuse.
Right.
It's like we're walking this tightrope between innovation and caution,
That's a great way to put it.
and finding the right balance is essential.
Absolutely. And that balance will probably keep shifting as technology keeps advancing and we learn more about AI and how to use it responsibly.
So it's an ongoing conversation, not just a one-time decision.
Right. We need to constantly be evaluating the risks and benefits, adjusting our approach as needed, and making sure that human values are always guiding these technological developments.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We certainly have.
But there's still so much more to explore.
There is. And that's exactly what we'll be doing in the final part of our Beacon deep dive.
Okay, now you've got me on the edge of my seat. What other mind-blowing insights do you have in store for us next time?
Well, we'll be taking a look at the future of Beacon, talking about how it could expand, maybe even integrate with other systems.
Sounds like we're going even deeper down the rabbit hole.
We are. And we'll also be looking at the bigger picture, discussing how AI is transforming emergency preparedness, not just in Florida, but potentially around the world.
Wow, this is getting really big.
It is. The future of emergency management is being shaped by these technologies, and AI is right at the forefront.
Okay, I'm hooked. Can't wait to hear what you have to say in part three.
Looking forward to it.
Don't go anywhere, folks. Mm. This deep dive is far from over. Oh! We're back, ready to wrap up our beacon adventure.
I am. It's been quite the journey, hasn't it?
It has. We've gone from, you know, total awe at what this AI can do all the way to, like, deep philosophical questions about, you know, the role of technology in our lives and all that.
Definitely a lot to think about.
But now it's time for the fun part, at least for me, peering into the future. Where do we go from here? What's next for Beacon?
Well, one thing that's really exciting is that, you know, in the future, Beacon could be used for so much more than just hurricanes and natural disasters.
You mean this AI could handle more than just Mother Nature throwing a fit?
Yeah, think beyond just weather events.
Okay, give me an example.
Like, imagine there's a, you know, a public health emergency, like a big disease outbreak or something.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of, you know, relying on the news or social media to get important information out, Beacon could step in and play a key role.
So it can send out those personalized alerts to people's phones, telling them, you know, what to do based on their location and how much risk they're at.
Exactly. It could provide, you know, guidance on how to stay safe, where to go for testing, even real-time updates on how the outbreak is spreading.
Man, that would be a game changer, especially in those early days of an outbreak, you know, when every minute counts.
It would. It's a totally different way of thinking about public health communication, being proactive and targeted instead of just reactive.
Yeah, I like it. And it wouldn't just be limited to public health, right?
Mm.
I mean, we could use Beacon for all sorts of emergencies.
Oh, absolutely. Think about things like major power outages, transportation breakdowns, even civil unrest. Really, any situation where getting accurate information out quickly is crucial.
So basically, anytime things hit the fan, Beacon could be there to help us navigate the chaos.
That's the idea.
All right, now let's really think big for a minute.
Yeah.
What if Beacon became like the central hub for all emergency communication, not just in Florida, but like across the entire country?
Now you're talking.
It'd be this massive network of interconnected AI systems,
yeah,
all sharing data, coordinating responses.
That's a bold vision, but it's not completely unrealistic. I mean, the technology is there.
And think about the potential benefits, you know, like streamlined emergency response, better coordination between different agencies. You could potentially save so many more lives.
It would be a huge step forward in disaster preparedness, for sure.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some challenges with building something this big and complex.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course. Data privacy would be a huge concern, for one.
Yeah, people are already pretty freaked out about how much information tech companies are collecting about them.
Rightfully so. But when it comes to emergency management, there's a really strong argument to be made that sharing data can actually save lives.
It's definitely a balancing act.
Yeah.
You know, we have to protect people's privacy, but we also need to be able to respond effectively to emergencies.
Absolutely. Transparency and accountability would be absolutely essential every step of the way.
So we'd need some really clear guidelines and regulations about how this data is collected, how it's stored, and how it's used.
For sure. No question about it. We can't just sacrifice privacy in the name of safety, but at the same time, we can't let privacy concerns prevent us from using technology to keep people safe.
It's a tough one for sure.
Yeah, a lot of nuances to think about.
All right, well, let's just say for a minute that we can overcome these challenges, that we can figure out the data privacy stuff and everything.
Okay, let's imagine that.
What would this future with a nationwide Beacon network actually look like?
Okay, picture this. A major earthquake hits California.
Okay, I'm picturing it. The ground's shaking.
And within seconds, Beacon detects the seismic activity, you know, and automatically starts sending out alerts to everyone in the affected areas.
Those personalized alerts we've been talking about, you know, based on where they are, how close they are to the epicenter, all that.
Exactly. At the same time, Beacon is assessing the damage, identifying potential hazards, you know, like gas leaks or downed power lines.
And relaying all that information in real time to the first responders.
Not just, you know, generic updates, but very specific instructions based on their roles and locations.
So the system could even prioritize rescue efforts based on, you know, how bad the damage is, how many people are trapped, all that.
Yeah, exactly. It's about using the technology to make those split-second decisions that could save lives.
And while all this is happening, Beacon is also working with, like, transportation departments to clear evacuation routes, reroute traffic, you know, keep people away from danger zones.
It's about creating this seamless, orchestrated response, all powered by AI.
Wow. It's like something out of a movie.
But it's not science fiction. It's a real possibility.
This could be the future of emergency management right here, right now.
It really could.
But it's not just about the technology, is it?
You're right. It's not.
At the end of the day, it's about people.
It always is.
We can't forget that behind all the algorithms, all the data crunching, there are, you know, real people responding to these emergencies, making decisions, helping each other.
The human element will always be essential.
Technology, it can, you know, it can help us. It can make us more efficient, but it can never replace human compassion, you know, that instinct to help each other out, to be resilient. So it's about finding that balance, that synergy between humans and AI.
Right. Using technology to enhance our capabilities, but never at the expense of what makes us human.
Well said. I feel like we've come full circle, you know?
You have.
We started out amazed by all the cool stuff Beacon can do.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about the bigger picture, you know, the ethics of AI and the importance of human values in all this.
It's been a pretty fascinating discussion.
It has. And honestly, I think we've just barely scratched the surface.
It's always more to explore.
It's a conversation that we all need to be a part of because AI, it's changing the world around us, and it's up to us to make sure that it's used for good.
I couldn't agree more.
So to all our listeners out there, stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay curious.
That's great advice.
And until next time, keep exploring the amazing world around us. We'll see you all soon.